about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic. Yes, I know. I am he. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic. And we are here at our plushest studios here at 4115... West Hillsboro, 4215 West Hillsboro Avenue, the place also known as Hooters on your radio. So what we do, ladies and gentlemen, is how we do it. We are here to entertain and to inform. There's a two eyes I need to put in there. So yeah, well, your mic isn't on, so that's okay. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I have to introduce the crew. To my peripheral vision, we have the man who has been homeschooled and he owns a captain. He is Dr. Captain Clark. Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like an idiot.
Okay, I think you should expound.
No, that's all.
That's it? That's all. Okay, well, let's just continue to move on. So, the man is putting the sounds through your eardrums. Not the sounds coming through the ceiling,
but through
your eardrums. It is a man we like to call PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who knows the difference between an E and an I. Mm. I know that the two I's can't possibly be entertainment and information, because entertainment begins with an E.
But I say entertain.
See?
Touché.
Touche,
right.
Entertainment, yes. I don't know what that is, but that does begin with an I.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to continue on with the staff.
Why?
Because why we're here.
No, you should stop now.
Nope.
Because this never goes well.
But we're only here for one reason.
Exactly.
And if that reason is not here, then why are we here? Why
do we leave?
No.
Yes, please.
Why do we exist? Said the man. There's a song that also goes like that. How many times must a man look down
until he finally sees Steve?
The ground.
Yeah.
And how many times must a man look up before he knows what's up there?
What it's like to be Steve.
Yeah. So, in case you don't understand what I'm saying, the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is because this next sound you hear is going to be the man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm starting off with
No, just not answer no.
I just want to say, never stick your arm in the mouth of a crocodile.
25.
Or an alligator in Florida.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but why would you do that?
I just wanted to make an offhanded remark.
Mm.
God, thank goodness we waited for that.
Yeah.
But it's probably words of wisdom.
You think?
I think it is.
Yeah,
it's just an offhanded remark. An offhanded remark.
I thought he turned the music off.
Offhanded remark.
Oh.
Because of the alligator joke.
Yeah. Because your hand is off. You get it?
See,
get it?
This is... Let me turn it. This is why we are here. This is why we're here. Turn the music down first, please. All right, so now let's go ahead and finish out the crew. This is the man that he is the intellectual one on the panel.
Oh, man.
He
you know it.
Thinks and believes
I
he
think
knows
he's
all.
He's really the reason we're
he thinks he knows all. We like to call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
Well, I was sticking like I was happy, but I'm not now.
Why are you not happy? What's going on? Speak
he's
to
on
me. Lay on the couch.
He's on the show.
Wasn't that what the song in the background was? Now what is the song?
Oh, yeah, that's not making us happy, having songs
no,
in the background.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was trying to think of it, but I was distracted by being happy. But I'm no longer happy.
Do you want me to make a request on your
behalf? No, it's already done. It'll happen.
Yeah. We've already done
Why don't you make another offhand remark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you understand Navy SEAL signs when we were doing this?
Yeah. Why don't you stick your hand up something else?
Maybe you can find your head.
Oh!
Well, in case you were wondering, that is the whole staff today, ladies and gentlemen. We had some people booked, but because of technical difficulties or whatever you like to call...
Blow off.
Yeah, she didn't show up.
I didn't even say it was a she.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I knew it was going to be a she.
Being that we are an award-deserving show, the show must go on.
Oh, of course.
We're going to press on and get it right.
This will probably be our best show.
This will probably be the award-deserving show. Yeah.
Yeah, it usually works out that way.
So, let's go ahead and...
Can we not take some sort of... Shouldn't there be some sort of retribution or fine or something when we get blown off?
Yeah, when you...
We have so many good guests that show up and they come in and they do a great job. And then we have people that just... don't show up.
Yeah.
Right.
When these other people that come in and do a great job would probably be happy for the opportunity to come in.
But you have to take into account the fact that Spike is the one that booked them. So there's no telling.
Why was the of disappointment?
Well,
Dr. Kevin Clark?
Well, he just explained another factor that could maybe the guest didn't know they were supposed to be here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. You were involved.
Well, then I'll fall on the sword.
That'd be fun.
No, you guys supposed to say, no, Spike, we don't want you to do that.
No, I'd like to watch.
No, Spike, we don't want you to do that.
Spike, I can't imagine that you were responsible for this.
Oh, God.
You could have stopped it. Spike, I didn't imagine you were responsible.
Oh.
You always validate the day of the show with the person.
And before that. Yeah. All right, but anyway, this is a caller-driven show.
Have you noticed almost his whole face is brown now?
Mm.
It started with his nose, and now his whole face.
This is a caller-driven show. You can always participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. If you're within the listening sound of my voice on the internet, we love to hear you participate and drive it being a caller-driven show. Also,
what?
We're here. You know we got to do it. We're here for three things. Reasons. What? Three reasons.
No, it's not three reasons.
We're here for three things?
No. We talk about...
Oh, my God.
Don't you remember how this used to go?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
This is
we
bad.
Talk about three things. We talk about...
Oh. The past, the present, and the future. That's our Monday dance, our Monday jazzercise, I like to call it.
Oh, that was beautiful.
We also keep the guys in shape and in form.
I'm worn out.
Well, also, another programming note.
What?
Smots or PWs?
Yeah.
What's going on with the pickles?
Oh, we got pickles. Fifth place.
Oh.
Chase Elliott, fifth place.
They do have fried pickles?
We have free five fried pickles.
All right. Well, that just works out like a champ.
It does.
All right.
Because I like those.
Gosh, that's neat.
Right. We love to have some fried pickles.
Let's not say anything bad again about the person that didn't show up.
Oh, okay. We won't say anything bad. Yeah. That we'll just act like...
We'll pretend that the...
Well, now we got to apologize to Spike.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I don't
wanna
do that.
We blamed him. Yeah.
Mm.
We totally blamed him.
You're late.
Ooh.
Well, listen. We're adding one more to the crew, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
So now we're going to make this an award-deserving and award-fascinating show. Let me say, maybe it was traffic. Maybe she was in the bathroom.
Oh, could have been.
Could have been.
Could
have been both. Yeah, this is my beautiful, my lovely. She's been back on the... She's been on the show before, but she's back by popular demand. Miss Renee. Renee, how you sticking? And talk straight into the mic. Brent, you can take it off if you want to hold it.
I'm doing good.
No, I want you to hold the mic. I want you to stick it in your mouth. I'm sorry. Yes. That came out wrong. Came out a little wrong.
Yeah, get it way closer.
You doing all right?
Yeah. It's nice to be back with you guys. We had a good time the last time.
Yes.
Spike been trying to get me back. He have been trying to get me back.
I
think it's like borderline harassment.
Yes.
Kind of. There's laws when you call somebody too many times.
Stalking.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Do you ever heard the old saying, if you ask 10 women, one of them going to say yeah?
Okay.
So.
So what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
He just asked one woman 10 times.
Y'all wanted me back. I heard y'all missed me.
You got to talk directly into the microphone. You don't turn your head. They can hear you. Don't have to turn your face them. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, not you.
Yeah. All right, guys. Nice to be back.
Welcome to getting yelled at.
Yes.
Yes.
For free.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, I never got to work on time. Okay.
Oh, that is so true.
So you know this. And now I'm retired and you want me to be somewhere not on time, early. Didn't you say I would?
Yes.
You didn't start till 7.
Right, correct.
Yeah. Now
right. Hold on a second. She going to come here and fuss at me?
I know. She shows up at 10 after 7.
Are you going to take that?
Yeah.
No, because I know y'all was talking bad about me.
Yeah, we were.
I did mention it.
Yeah, not Pepper. I mean, Smots.
I was.
But Clark did. And you know Steve and PW. They good to you.
Okay, good. Y'all have me down?
I wasn't talking bad about you. I was talking good about Spike, though. So
no, I was almost talking the bad about thing. Spike. I was saying that if you were late, it was his fault.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's what we agreed on at the end.
Yeah.
No, all right. Well, listen.
Not this time.
We're not going to harp on our guest's punctuality. We're going to go ahead and make this.
Yeah, but she was yelling at you. Are you going to take that?
Yes.
You're just going to sit there and like let her yell at you on your show,
Dr. Kevin Clark.
Man,
the cardinal rule is you punish in private, you praise in public.
No, I'm just asking a question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just remember, we are punish in
Can
private.
Can you ask questions in public?
Not if they're. I need a big word. Wrong.
That's a big word. Wrong.
Punished?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I was invited. I didn't ask.
Sure, yeah.
I know.
Y'all got a lot of rules and regs.
All of a sudden we do. Yeah,
you know, I didn't know we had all these rules.
Well, one of us was calling for punishment earlier.
Yeah, I said there should be some sort of punishment for guests that don't show up.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
But you showed up, though.
But she showed up.
Right. Yeah. So
okay, hold on.
Also, we determine when they don't show up at all, it's Spike's fault.
Let me get this train back on the track. We are not here to chastise our... Yeah, we're not here to chastise our guests.
No matter how much they deserve it.
Can we chastise Steve?
I just want to know what y'all was saying before I got here. See?
That was really it.
Yeah. Oh, you'd rather talk behind my back.
Let's do that, yeah.
Okay, I need a drink.
Now people come, I don't know where it is. Been
y'all
here.
On y'all second mug.
I said, oh, man, I really love Renee. I wish she'd be here more.
Oh, you? I heard that.
Remember
I heard that?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to her off air about some other things that we had talked about her coming back. We're bringing people.
Because
her and somebody else would probably be a great show.
What? Somebody else?
Yeah. All right.
Who?
Tanisha. I didn't want to say that.
Who's Tanisha? Why is Renee shaking her head?
Let's go ahead and start the show. Can we do that?
All right, sure.
All right. Talk to our sponsors.
You know, all right, by the way.
Here we go.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And now is when we would normally talk about Chase Elliott coming in fifth.
So, right. So, the man came in fifth, so we get free pickles.
Free fried pickles.
Free fried pickles. Miss Renee, would you like to hold the microphone? It'll be easier for you.
She's fine.
All right. But she keep turning. I wanted to.
Can you stop yelling at her?
All right. So, let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and get the show started.
You know, you miss Spike make a fool of himself already.
Yeah.
What'd you do, Spike?
He tried to dance.
Yeah, we need the microphone in you.
Oh, I've seen that before. Yeah, it's kind of. No, you did a Dancing with the Stars.
You know what? I think you need to turn this up. All right, go ahead. Now it might be too loud.
No, that's only what she hears.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry. Talk.
You did like a Dancing with the Stars. something, didn't you? One time?
I drink a lot. I don't remember. But I'm going to go with probably.
Move that real close, like about an inch away.
Did y'all give me the defective microphone?
No, put
Come
it closer.
Come on now.
Yeah, put it closer.
I didn't have to do all this last time.
See,
okay?
Now you sound wonderful.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I do kind of sound good now. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. So we can all hear you over the traffic noise.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's do Chase Elliott came in fifth. Yeah. We get free fried pickles.
Right.
There we go. Now, let's go ahead and get the show started. Topic changing music.
Here comes the topic. Topic's going to change now. Here comes the topic that we're going to talk about on the Spike on the Mike Show. Oh.
Wow.
All right. What I do, Renee, I throw out a topic that I wondering how the cast and the guests would feel about this. So I just want your unscripted opinion.
Oh, I don't feel good about it.
Yeah. Opinion on
I'm
this.
I'm totally against it.
All right. And I want you guys to think about this. Okay. I like to call this topic here One Angry Farmer.
One Angry Farmer. I always repeat what he said.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So
is this one of those jokes where he has three daughters and a traveling salesman?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
Okay.
You can have one of my daughters.
Is this a political thing?
No.
Is it politics?
Yeah.
No. Hold on a second. You guys.
Is it sports?
Oh, I bet it's sports. Is it sports?
God.
Okay.
Listen, we have guests. Make me look good.
Okay.
All right, so there's this farmer. Farming work is not easy. Everybody knows that.
Whoa. There's a farmer?
Farmer Gray. You remember those cartoons?
So anyway, you guys know that a farm, he has lots of land.
Yes.
And this farmer happens to be next to a flea market.
Is it land stretching out far and wide?
Yes.
Yes.
And so
it has pigs.
As people
lamb.
Go to the flea market on Saturdays,
right?
They park on his land where he's posted plenty of signs says, do not park here. This is private property. You're going to do that.
This is the farm, damn it.
Right, but they don't seem to take any care about that, so they still park on his land. And he's going to say, all this traffic on here is ruining my soil, so I can't plant on it. Mm-hmm. So what he did one day, say Saturday.
He killed them all.
On Saturday, when all these people parked on his land, he went out and got his tractor, and he tilled around all the cars that was on his land.
Oh, he built it up.
So he took out, and so he made he made ditches and soft that the guys could not get out of the car there. One of the ladies went to get her car to leave. She couldn't back out. She got stuck because her car fell in there. She called the cops. Cops came out there. Now, my question.
The cops killed the farmer?
My question to the illegal riffraff and the shipping containers and our beautiful, lovely Miss Renee. Who do you side with? The farmer, the lady in the car, or are you with the cops? Renee, in the microphone.
I side with the farmer because I thought you was going to say he brought the cows and stuff up to the front so nobody couldn't park. And he parked the cows all in the parking lot. So.
Nope. That would have been a better idea.
All he did was brought his tractor and he tilled all the way around all the cars and between them and beside them and dug up ditches.
They're on his property.
They're on his property, right?
Oh yeah.
I
agree with the farmer.
All right, voice of reason, Steve.
I don't know. It's hard to agree with either of them. Hopefully, the farmer plowed some other parts of his field so it didn't look like he was just doing it out of spite and meanness.
Why not do it out of spite and meanness? It's your property.
Yeah, you can till whenever you want.
Yeah.
Because it's spiteful and mean.
Mean, that's right.
Yeah.
But they were being spiteful,
they were parking on their property.
Right. He said he gave them ample warnings every week they would come. Not the same
people.
I'm sure
it was posted. The notice was posted. Do not park here. This is my damn farm.
What they were probably thinking? They're probably like, well, we're here from the big city. We want some bargains. Who cares what the stupid farmer says? We park where we want.
Yeah.
All right, I got your opinion.
He's out there picking grapes.
Yeah. I wonder what they're saying now. Are they trying to still spend the money to get their cars out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to be professional.
You were?
And this is a very unprofessional moment. I really wasn't listening, so I was trying to read over your shoulder. But it was
why
I decided to go to see what the story was so I could give you an opinion.
Right.
And then you change it to
what were you doing? Like a crossword or something?
No, that's normal, but
we'll make it simple. We'll minimize our questions to you.
Who are my choices today? The farmer or
the farmer or the deal?
The flea market or the farmer?
I vote with the flea market.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
All right, PWs?
Don't let farmers.
Of course, I'm with the farmer.
You with the farmer?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, the cops.
Right. So why did you bring the cops in it?
Yeah.
Well, the cops came out because this lady, the lady property, her car was stuck in the mud. A whole gang of people's cars were stuck in the mud. So
I'll bet it's the cop's favorite thing when they have to show up for a call where it's like a bunch of dummies who can't figure stuff out and get in a big fight over
Or a spiteful farmer.
Let's flip mode this. Let's say your car is out there in the land and this guy came out here with a tractor and tailed around your car that made it stuck. Who would you call? Ghostbusters. I'm sorry. Who would you call?
Uber. Well, I know somebody.
Yeah? Oh, so you wouldn't call the authorities?
Uber's an authority.
Private property, Spike. It's a sign up. Matter of fact, it's a flashing neon sign.
All right. No, it's not a flashing neon
How
sign.
How do you know?
I know.
He didn't say flashing neon
he
sign.
He's been doing this
forever.
Mm-hmm. He's untried everything.
Well, if it was a flashing neon sign, then I'm in agreement with Paul and you. But I doubt that it was. I bet it was a little tiny
He's been going through this for
cards.
For months. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. He's done everything.
Right. He doesn't want people parking there. Why is he going to put up a tiny sign that can be not seen?
So that he can be spiteful and...
Yeah. He could have done this a long time ago then.
Well,
he
you guys
do it. He finally hit his breaking point.
Well, this is the one time you guys are all on the right track.
Farmer.
It's not it, Smots. You just don't worry about it. You just do your crossword.
Yeah.
The cops came. They got the lady's side of the story, and they went and got the farmer's side of the story, and then they decided that they can't do anything.
Yeah.
Farmer is in the teal.
Yeah.
Farmer
Want me to call you a wrecker?
Farmer's right. Yeah. So... But what the farmer did, out of goodwill, he says, all right, now I'm going to pull all y'all out of here.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to cost you $50.
So he did $100
a
pull.
Nice.
Now,
I like
is that wrong or is that right? That the farmer caused the problem.
He didn't cause the problem.
Charged them to pull it out. Renee?
Oh, I love
He's
that.
On his own property. How did he cause the problem?
He didn't
Yeah, he addressed the problem. Yeah.
And it was going to cost them more than $100
for those poor people.
Their car out of there.
It's because they didn't have to accept his offer.
Right. They could have called.
They could have priced that out.
Okay.
Is this the saying that it was like when you go down to Soho and you park in there in a tow truck, you'll like lead you to some place and then, oh, they tow you out?
Right.
Like,
see, now here's what I'm thinking. Tell me why that was not entrapment. I guess it wasn't trapped
because
it was
he put a sign up that said no parking.
Hey, well, that story is stupid. I don't
know. It really was.
No, it's a great story. But I think $100 was too much. Way too much. $20.
How do you know?
To tow?
It's not cheap to fire up a tractor.
He's only got
to
pull him like 20 feet.
But he's got to not damage their car. He has to be careful.
Not damage their car.
He had to pay gas to get out there. He had to pay gas.
What if he did damage their car? Scratch the paint a little bit.
Well, that didn't happen, though. Then it'd be different.
Well, for $100, for $20, he could scratch my car a little bit, and I wouldn't sue him.
Mm. All right, well,
I'm scratching.
For $100, taking advantage of me like that, I'd
Where
take back advantage
car
back
I'm
of him.
I'm going to go scratch it now.
All right, well, listen, I'm
It's parked
I'm
in that field over there.
This is one of the few times that everyone was in agreement that it was private property.
Yeah.
And the people who parked in the guy's thing was wrong, even though I thought he was kind of wrong for taking his tractor out there.
I'm digging
ditches around there. But I guess when you push to the limits, you just got to go ahead and do what you got to do.
What would he have done next?
Yeah.
What would you have done next? What did you have?
What if it was in my situation?
Yeah.
I think I would have. I don't know. I may want to put a fence up.
Oh, there you go.
So I guess it'll cost me more money, huh?
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. Well, maybe he can now.
Fence off his own yard.
Until they back into the fence.
No, but maybe he can afford it now that he got $100 from everybody.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, I guess you're right. Next time he won't
do it. What if he put a fence up while the cars were already in there?
Oh, that's right.
Now.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Now he can get more than $100.
That's just right and wrong.
That's going to take a helicopter to get them out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, next topic. Let's go ahead and get out of that one there, because that one didn't work.
Topics are coming fast and furious tonight on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, there's a city called Welsh, or a town called Welsh, and it's across the water in the big pond. Well, they're
you
having
Wales. I'm thinking.
No, it's Welsh.
Welsh is the language. Wales is
a Welsh town. All right.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
What are you doing? Oh, never mind. I ain't going to fight with you no more.
It's in Wales.
A Welsh town is in Wales,
Yeah, right. That's what it is.
So what happened is they are planning...
Excuse me. What's a Welsh?
A language they speak in Wales?
In Wales, yeah.
okay. where this town is.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the city commissioners are planning to spend $200,000 on technology for the advanced toilets to use in the Griffin Park, because they're trying to stop vandalisms. They have public toilets out there in the park, right?
Yeah.
Right. So they're spending $200,000 to stop people from going in there and vandalizing it.
Dang.
And how are they doing that?
And also having public sex in there.
Okay. How are they doing that?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
What they're doing now is they put in some kind of sensors to detect that if there's more than one person in the
bathroom.
In the stall.
If there's no sex allowed in the stall.
If there's some suspicious violent activities.
Don't break the toilet.
Activities. The alarm will start off. A loud sound will start emitting. The doors will open in the bathrooms. And jets of water will start spraying everybody in there.
Oh, my God. All right, now, wait a minute.
Is this a porta potty?
Yeah, no, it's not a porta potty. It's a...
And a clown runs in and hits you in the face with a pie.
It's a public bathroom.
What happens
in the park?
It's got connecting toilets.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, four people go in there at the same time.
What happens
if conjoined twins go into the same one?
I'm not following the scenario of the toilets.
Renee, I've known you for a long time, but yes. I don't really know you that well. Do you get violent?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Not.
Wait a minute. Where'd that come from?
Well, you know, you said, you know, if they start having violent.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about doing inky. Yeah. You talking about doing
violent.
Yeah.
What you gonna do violent?
I know.
In the porta potty.
But you guys know it's you
oh,
don't.
No, never mind. I've done it.
Sometimes. So maybe you do get violent.
You ever watch the monkeys at the zoo?
Sometimes when you eat Tex-Mex.
The tighter spaces.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you've been drinking. You got overserved. You get in there.
You have too much dairy. Comes out violent.
Oh.
No. So my question to the League of Roof Rack and Shipping Containers: do you think this is going to work to curb people having sexual activities in the public toilets? And like these, I saw a picture of it. Sorry, I didn't bring it.
Wait,
but
having sex in the toilet?
Yeah.
You saw public, pictures of it?
No, I saw
it. Violent. Violent.
Can you give us the address?
300 Welsh Street.
These are concrete. This is a concrete building.
I thought Welsh was the language.
It is.
There's no telling.
Okay. Wales is the country.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all wrong. Y'all missing the point.
Oh, there's a point.
I don't want them out in the street.
I was hoping there was a point.
Let them be in the porta potty. Because if you don't give them a porta potty, they're going to be laying all out in the grass.
Exactly.
There you go. So you
hide them somewhere.
Yeah.
If you was on the county commissioners and they were going to spend $200,000 on this, you vote thumbs up to do it? I mean, thumbs down? Wait a minute. How would you vote if they say we want to spend $200,000 to fix our public toilets so that people can't go in there and have sex and things like that?
No, you lost me with the water, squirt me with water stuff. I don't play that. Okay. We had enough water. Okay.
Yeah.
You lost me with the water. So
but that
was all right up until you going to spray me down with water.
But that's one of the deterrents, you know, because people go in the bathroom. You
is
know,
that
hey,
how it works?
Yeah.
If it senses somebody
two
having
people in the stall.
Violent
two people
sex,
in the stall, yeah.
You just start spraying them with
what
water.
What if it's a parent with a child?
Exactly,
in the stall?
Yeah.
Like Junior is not ready for his own bathroom.
Are you
grandma that has trouble getting around.
Right.
And you're helping her, you know, sit down.
Yeah. Oh, here comes the water and the siren.
Okay.
Try to keep it dignified, Grandma.
Listen. When they
you should have seen. One time it took four of us to get Roz seated on a toilet.
When they implement this activity, they're going to have all those kinks worked out.
Oh, okay.
So you guys aren't inventing what-ifs. So when they do this, they're going to have all this stuff worked out. I just want to know.
Well, you give us information, and we have to ask questions to flesh it out.
No, and there's no...
flesh it out. That's good.
They're
flesh
not going to work out whether or not it's grandma... that you're helping, or that it's your little daughter.
Do people in the stall initiate sprinklers?
Okay.
Exactly, yeah. Nobody's going to work that out.
It's a small child, and the water's really high pressure, so it blasts it around the floor of the bathroom.
Okay, let's just get some
little
sense
kid has their head ripped off by a blast of water.
Steve, what is your opinion on this?
I think that if they really want to stop it, they should put up open stalls pretty much with a curtain in front. Kind of like a port up toilet, not so much privacy. And that'll
what about
stop
safety?
People from doing bad things,
yeah.
violent things.
What about safety? What if you're in there in the stall and now a guy can come in and get you while you're on the stall,
yeah.
all vulnerable?
All he has to do is...
Well, they can still do that. I mean, that's
the
what they're trying
away.
To avoid.
No, no.
It,
Once
this
you
would be
lock
out-
those doors, nobody can open them.
I'm still trying to
Go ahead,
visualize...
Wait.
How four people in the porta potty?
I know.
Four? What kind of potty are you going to?
I said the porta potty because you said it was small.
Well, it's not actually a porta potty.
It's not a porta potty.
The bathroom.
It's got four people in it.
It's got right? multiple stalls.
Yeah.
Well, okay, one.
Okay, it looks like, look over there. That's oh. if Wahoo,
look over at that toilet.
Wahoo or Wahoo, what's the name of that place? Zaxby's. Okay, that's what, let's say they built that and they put it in the park and it's a concrete building.
Okay.
And it has men's and women's,
okay.
men's on one side, women's on the other, and it has a series, like five
I've
bathrooms.
Seen, I've seen that with my own eyes.
But the,
right.
board, the door's going open and they're going to be spraying water.
Yeah.
How'd that work?
But they're all individual toilets.
Yeah, they're all individual toilets.
Individual doors?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
the doors
yeah.
is all simultaneous.
Yes.
And
like,
you hit the button all
like
the
if you walk towards the beach.
Renee, have you ever been in yeah. a ladies' room?
The ladies' room is not like the men's.
No, it, but the ladies' room has stalls.
Yes.
With toilets.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. If there's two people in one of those stalls, then we're going to spray them with water, according
not
to.
Not necessarily.
It's basically oh, yeah, there's one door, yeah. one toilet. One
yeah.
door, one toilet.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it now. But you got a button that when you push it, all the doors open at the same time.
What?
What the hell?
How are you going to get the water to wash the water, people?
No, the water is like a shower above the toilet.
They have no...
Above each one.
Okay.
There's showers at all angles.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, it's one door,
okay.
one door, one toilet
okay.
designed for one person.
Okay.
But when it recognizes two people is
okay.
when it gives the
yeah.
unexpected shower.
Too many people.
I wouldn't mind that, though.
Too many people.
You okay with that? Yeah. See what happened?
I'm on what I'm doing now. If, you know, sometimes
yeah.
it get hot. And the water would be kind of refreshing.
Sure, yeah.
Are you over there flash dancing? No, I'm just...
Two people.
But what it happens is the floors, and there's a lot of things to be worked out. The floors have some kind of sensors. It has a weight sensitivity.
Okay.
That
oh,
tells it.
Oh, great. All right, so you're saying that I'm going to set it off now.
Weight?
And I'm in there all by myself.
Or as many skinny people can fit in there without
oh,
ever,
yeah, without ever
know.
Setting it off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
See, that's like a group thing now.
If you
skinny
freak,
people.
If you freak mamas go in there, y'all just don't do any kind of violent activities.
Oh,
I don't
oh,
think
I
they're going to get much if it's going to do this much research.
Don't waste my taxpayer dollars
yeah.
for no porta potty.
Yeah, $200,000 is not going to solve
not
that.
Not
yeah.
at
Look,
all.
Just spend way less money and grow the bushes outside higher so you can go in there.
Okay.
Right.
Now
do whatever you want to do.
Right.
Right,
yeah.
right, right.
And it looks pretty from the outside
right.
and, you know.
Yeah,
depends
what's
on
the
what you got to do, how much it costs.
Right.
You know, so that's a way of revenue.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I watched There's Something About Mary. I see in the United States they just do it at rest areas.
Yeah, exactly, rest areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hold on a second. Am I hearing from all you illegal riffraff that y'all just don't want to do with technology? Y'all don't want to deal with technology. We're trying.
No,
how
no, no.
Sad is
no,
it?
No, we don't want to bother people that are enjoying themselves.
Yeah. And even if they in there by themselves, sometimes they enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
yeah. What about
yeah.
that?
You know,
yeah.
Come on.
That's okay.
Long as they
don't stop frailing.
Sometimes they on a long trip. You know, you got to
right.
stop and you know.
Oh, okay, and get it done, huh?
Yeah.
Get all okay.
Yeah.
So self gratification is okay in these things.
Well, of course.
Oh, okay.
Of
yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
That should be a whole
like
separate room.
Only
would you
if
still
it's
like
two
to follow
people.
That person?
Yeah. If it's two bodies.
It's two bodies.
There's really something seriously wrong with the Welsh people.
It seriously is.
Oh,
maybe they have a yeah. problem with not homeless people and just freaks just well, going they, to the going into the bathroom to get busy.
But they got a
See,
lot of money. They got
yeah.
a lot of money.
Yeah.
oh,
also,
and they want their stuff keep clean.
All right. No.
There's like a dozen places I'd go before I go into a restroom.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If the bathrooms are filled up with people having sex,
right,
and people who need to pee can't get in, then there's something wrong.
That the bathrooms
you know?
Are too sexy. Because if that many people are in there having sex, it must be a really nice bathroom.
They got music going.
Got a really? Rotating bed with a mirror on the ceiling.
Really? They got fog and everything?
And you know, you can always go outside and pee.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I agree with these people here. Clean up my bathrooms, my porta potties. Don't let people just go all in and get all sexy willy-nilly everywhere.
All right, you agree, but the rest of us all seem to disagree with you. As usual.
As usual.
I'm not disagreeing with him.
No, for her thing.
You're
I'm
not?
Just thinking.
I don't think there's something wrong with those Welsh people. Seriously.
Why?
Something wrong with you.
How often do you have sex in a bathroom, public restroom?
You don't listen, Steve. Steve, okay. You don't plan it. You just at a concert.
Yeah.
And it happens.
It overtakes you.
Wait.
Right?
Wait. Steve's a married man. He's been married a long time.
Get to the
he's
point.
Been out of the game.
Land the plane.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so he don't know freakness.
No, he don't know.
He don't know freakness.
He doesn't even remember.
Nah, he don't remember. Okay, Steve. You know.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that spontaneity?
No.
If that's a word.
And it's the thrill.
I loved it.
The thrill of the chase. You know, being someplace somebody might catch you.
Oh, it's naughty. You can get caught.
Oh, so Renee over here trying not. Now she want to go check out the whales.
Okay.
You know that place, okay. McDitton's?
Great, Renee. Great.
I've been in a lady.
I'm not married,
room.
Steve. I'm not married. I'm single. You know, okay. We got a lot of ideas.
So what you're saying is you might be in danger of getting wet.
Yeah. She's going to be sprayed.
Anything can happen.
But
she's going to like it. And I guess anybody that would do that would just as... 50% chance they'd like it being sprayed with water.
No.
Did I say I might need cool down?
Yeah.
You did. Okay. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I don't understand you people.
Yeah, I would.
You people.
I would say that if.
Who are you calling you people?
If I have found the time to go to a toilet, public toilet,
to have sex,
is water really going to stop me?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, it's in the shower now.
Because I told you we're on a long trip. You know, we can't, we got to find places. You know?
Yeah, the mood overtakes you.
Okay, you guys are also
giving into your passion.
Too much to check into a hotel for now, right. hours. You know?
By the time you fill out the paperwork.
Yeah. I ain't even in the mood no more.
Oh, set a wake-up call. Do we get continental breakfast?
Maybe if they were to install a device that maybe recycled the bathroom material to have the shower.
That might be a deterrent.
Okay, that might be a deterrent.
Yes, I got that.
But a water, just a regular shower, I mean, please.
Okay, no, but
I wasn't enjoying the shower.
I'm with Clark. I think if there was a breakfast buffet.
Yes, let's add a breakfast buffet.
Yeah, then you know, maybe I'm not going to bother with this.
And just continental, just, you know, a Danish and some orange juice, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It doesn't have to be an obligation.
Okay, listen, all you crabs, y'all missing it. Let's say you commissioner or governor or manager or something of that town.
Right.
That's your town. You're trying to manage it.
Right.
Huh?
The people in charge of towns in that country are kings.
Okay, you one of them. Do you still want to let the people just get all freaky in your bathroom?
Yes, as the king, I command people to get freaky in the bathroom.
I would think they would welcome the
tourists.
I mean, someplace like, well, I
welcome
to
Wales.
You think, you know, we have a, you know.
Hey, we in Wales.
Yeah, Wales, visit Wales. Wales do.
Welcome to Wales. Yeah. You've heard of our bathroom.
Yeah, we got the bathroom thing over there with the shower if you need it.
I bet
you know, afterwards and, you know.
Yeah.
So apparently the consensus
and
is
the
everybody
buffet.
Wants
and the breakfast buffet.
Them to make the bathrooms more romantic.
And you know they get jelly with you.
You go in, you push a button, you get a nice Al Green song playing.
Okay. Yeah, we did.
Hold on a second. What's the address
again? No.
I bet 35 years ago, that was the only place.
Yeah.
35 years ago, that was the only place that Charles and Camilla could get away. Yeah.
Go ahead, Al.
Come on, baby. Goodness.
The lights just dimmed.
Y'all in the bathroom.
The lights just dimmed.
I'm so in love.
Is any toilet paper in here?
I'm ready for a shower.
Wow.
What?
Okay, I don't know where that comes
from. That killed it.
That totally killed it.
That's all right. He was finished anyway.
Yeah. You know, I'm good. You know.
It doesn't take me long with Al Green.
Okay. Not with Al, no. Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and change that topic here.
Oh.
And now, another topic about doing it on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Actually, this is a question almost about doing it, but this is the question of the day that I heard and I thought about it, and I was like, I wonder how this happened. And I need a XX chromosome opinion on this.
Yeah.
I call this the battle of the sexes.
The battle of the sexes.
Now, this is not fair. This is only one female.
You represent all the females.
All the females. Yeah. Because
women don't have such power.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right, so question I'm going to ask you guys. If an old guy is with a young woman, they say...
I'm 71.
They say that the woman is in it for the money.
What?
Yeah, that's true. They've got it.
But if a
gold digger,
if an old woman is with an old guy, I mean, an older woman is with a younger guy, they say that's gross.
They say that's what?
Gross.
Gross.
Well, they say they both are gross.
Hold on a second. My question to you guys is, why is it like that? And I'll start out with you, Renee. Why is it that when an old guy gets a young woman, they claim the woman is a gold digger, but when an old woman gets a young guy, they just say that's just gross? And your opinion is?
Are you talking about my life?
Okay.
I haven't
what
been stalking you.
What happens when an older woman have a younger man? Mm-hmm. What's the case?
They say that's gross.
Gross?
Gross, like yuck, ooh, bad.
Well, I'm here to say...
that it's pretty nice.
Okay, speaking as a cougar.
Whoa, ooh. In the bathroom
that's
in
the
Wells.
That's the right lady.
Now, speaking as a cougar, okay?
Yeah.
It's gotcha.
Gross. It's not gross.
No.
Now, with the younger women...
With the old guy?
Men,
right.
Well, it depends. If he got one foot in the grave and the other foot just hanging off...
That's okay?
Off, you know, I mean... Yeah.
Okay, you might
so that's
in.
Okay.
I mean,
you know that's just one sided now, right?
Pops like it any way he could get it. Okay?
Yeah, Pops, right.
That's just you kids and grandkids and Pops messing up Pops stuff.
Getting it in.
Okay, he kind of get it in before he croak.
Right?
So it's all right.
So you're okay with woman, the cougar, smashing a young
did I say that?
Cub.
That was up front, yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do women have midlife crises?
Oh, yeah.
Where they reach an age where, like, oh, I need to relive my youth. And, like, guys will do the whole, I got to buy a Corvette, and, you know, I dress younger, and I wear the gold chains.
Right.
Because I'm trying to look like I'm in my 20s.
Even
do women
I'm
go through that, or women just like, you know, hey, I'm this age now. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not a...
They handle it more gracefully.
Phase.
Yeah.
It's just we're at this age.
Well, we've
we don't
never
give a
heard of Botox or plastic
we earned
surgery.
It. Oh, no. They got all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Botox and Viagra.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So you're saying
whatever you need.
Us baby boomers, we ain't going kicking and screaming, okay?
Thank you.
Well, some of us, not you, Steve.
Steve, I don't think Steve a boomer.
Okay. I don't even think he ever been a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gen X.
So, Renee, you were saying that you totally agree with the stereotype that a man, a young cat, a young dude with a old woman.
She says not gross.
You saying more power to him? To the woman?
Yeah.
No, what I said was, you mind your damn business.
Damn it. That's the same thing.
Business, what we doing?
No, okay. But not you. Okay.
I don't care if it's old, young, old.
So if you see a dude.
Long as it's not a, you know, child pornography.
If you see a dude in a wheelchair being pushed by this hot youngin' who just graduated from high school, you got no problem. You mind your own business. Getting the stepping.
He got a smile on his face.
Right.
And that's all that matters to me.
And so reverse it.
Renee, what would be that youngest age? Obviously, we're looking at 19s, okay? I mean, because you said no child porn, which we know.
Yeah.
No one wants
that. You got to be legal. You got to be 21.
So 19, 18, 19's all right? 21?
For a cougar?
For you.
Oh,
yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm an old cougar. Like 45.
Oh, okay. All right.
45.
So
45.
You go that high?
Yeah.
Huh?
You go that high?
Did I just tell you? Did I tell you? That's still going to be 20 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Okay. We didn't talk. Talk figures. Still said.
I can't do the math.
Let's say a 35-year-old though just came up and just
Stella
just tickled you and just you laughed. Was that? That's okay though. Still right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What about 25 year old?
Yeah, she's smiling.
No, they're 25.
What's that magic number?
You can't go 25?
She said 45.
No, 25.
She said 45. Yeah, what are they going to talk about?
She said 45. Yeah.
But she came down to 35.
45.
Yeah, but now 35 is okay now.
No. She said 45.
Yeah, at the rare exception.
Depends on what he looks like.
He's stumbling. He's stumbling.
If he's 35 and he looks like he's 60, then that's okay.
If he has all his teeth.
What if he's, I know.
Yeah, nobody say a dad.
I know. We're on a false teeth.
What if he's got a Red Lobster gift card?
No, that doesn't matter.
That doesn't do it? Okay. All right.
Oh, damn.
It's all about him.
We've got a phone call.
What he got,
well, this is a
what call. He can do. It's all about him.
Oh, no, we have a phone
this
call.
This is a caller-driven show. Let's go ahead and talk to the callers. Callers, how you sticking?
What? Saying gross?
What are you out there, weed whacking? That didn't work.
I think they having sex.
Yeah. Watch out for the bathroom.
Yeah.
Y'all hear somebody moaning?
Yeah, somebody.
Yeah, somebody doing
something. Hope they didn't Welsh. All right. All right, so PW, what do you think about that? The cliche?
What?
Flip mode. I'm thinking a stereotype. If a young 18-year-old, 20-year-old, got to be legal, 21, is pushing an old man in a wheelchair.
Right.
Y'all claim that she's a gold digger. But if you pull it the other way,
I claim she's my date. That's all I claim.
Well, my granddaughter. Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be.
I don't want my granddaughter.
I'm just saying. It doesn't have to be his girlfriend at 21. It could be his granddaughter. You know,
Well, in this scenario, I'm talking about the woman chasing it.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to go to you, Steve, because.
Yeah, because you've never chased anything.
We got there. You know, you won't even go into the water colored bathroom.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yes.
How do you feel about this stigma that a 21-year-old pushing a 70, 90-year-old man is
fine,
is a gold digger, but a 21-year-old man pushing a 70-year-old woman is gross?
For the most part, I'm on the side of whatever consenting adults agree to do with each other, as long as they're not hurting anybody else, it's fine.
Thank you, thank you.
That said, it's gross when you clowns chase after young girls.
Right, exactly.
That's just gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so while I'm here winking at some of these at the establishment.
Yeah, that's vile.
That's vile.
That's all. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm in a wheelchair and
let me take it a step further. Let's say that you're winking at the young girl leads to you having a relationship with her. Okay, that's fine. That's that's all right.
Yeah.
The hitting on is kind of gross, but if you guys wind up together and you're happy, hey, more power to you. Invite me to the wedding. I'll get you a clock radio.
Wedding? There's got to be a wedding, right?
It doesn't have to be.
Clock radio.
Whatever makes them happy. They're not hurting other people. That's fine.
All right, smart.
Wow.
Well, I think the stereotype that you've described has been done basically because this is something from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and everything else.
Yeah.
When it was typically that the male had the money because that's the way it was.
Okay.
Nowadays,
the male was working and the woman was.
Nowadays, it's not. You know, it's the woman could easily be whatever reason.
Yeah.
So I think the stereotype should be blown up in itself because of the times we live
in. Yes.
Yes.
So so this topic that I'm bringing
my
up.
My wife could afford somebody way better than me.
She can?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so the topic, what I'm saying, is outdated.
Yeah, I think so because, I mean, why couldn't the man be doing it for the money as well? Like the gold-digging woman, why couldn't it be a gold-digging man?
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly?
Yeah. I mean, PW could find a nice 109-year-old right there for the gold digger.
Oh, I'm already a gold digger. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he definitely is a gold digger.
Yeah.
Well.
A lucky gold digger, too.
Yes, absolutely. I scored.
I just want y'all to leave me the hell alone.
Oh,
now see, that's a good ass point right there. Like saying, just because you see me, with a young tenderoni.
Oh, I don't see that happening.
P Dub has something going for him that we apparently cannot see.
So Renee, if I see you with a youngin, do I clap or do I just walk away?
Depends if I'm smiling or not.
Yeah.
If well, what the hell are you?
If you
what
look,
you,
if you look happy, I'm clapping.
If I'm frowning, this man might be abducting me or something. You might need to step in here, okay?
Yeah.
If
well, I'm then smiling, wink. Wink and let me know.
If she's screaming and kicking her feet, we got to help her. Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. No. If I had.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. There's different kinds of screaming and kicking.
I just want you to stay out of my business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, listen. You speaking for all women.
I sure am.
So all you guys out there, if you see a older woman with a young whippersnapper,
right. Get it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, get the step in. Don't even comment. Just keep moving.
Or be that young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
And since when do we have people come up to us and comment? Well, we kind of do started that stuff, but you know.
Yeah. You answered your own question,
Renee,
didn't you?
Renee, you were 4 minutes late and they were talking about you. All right?
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know the damn chicken.
See, I knew they was. It was the way they was looking. She's here. Okay, she's here.
Well, yeah. She's here. And we could see your car rocking back and forth. So we knew something was going on. Yeah.
Damn. So I guess this guy's in there. He can't drink, huh? He can't get his own drink?
Well, he had on a Leatherman jacket. I mean, a Letterman jacket.
You mean a members only?
Yeah.
A Letterman jacket from his high school.
I think 45 is okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
He's not a whippersnapper at 45.
No. Okay, 30?
I said
No, she said 45.
Just in case.
Yeah, she said 35. It couldn't be an exception.
No.
Could be an exception.
No, it was... The 35
has to be right.
It has to be a whole bunch of other stuff.
Right, right, yeah. Right, 35. You're turning down a 35 year old, but he still has a chance to maybe win you over.
He don't handle money.
Oh my damn! So you just
need somebody with a good job, security. But wait! Don't get me wrong now, because I got my own.
Gold digger.
Hold on.
I got my own. Wait a minute. But you know. It's the whole package.
I got a great question for you.
And if you're looking for a younger thing, you know.
Yeah. But you have now introduced a variable.
I don't want somebody that look like they still only 2 minutes. No, come on.
You have now introduced a variable.
How the hell you look 2 minutes?
So let's just say you are talking to a guy. You are talking to a guy who is 25 at the bar.
Right.
And it's 11 p.m. on a Saturday.
Right.
All right. And then... you know what? He's interesting, but he's only 25. But it is 11 p.m., and the Powerball numbers just came out, and he just goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look what I just got.
You didn't say it was 11. By 11, I had 3 drinks. Okay. By 11, he might be good to go this way.
Yeah. Damn the Powerball, huh?
Powerball, the money, and all that. I'm just letting go.
Love me some
people. If you guys would just take one look at Renee... And if you think about a 45-year-old walking down the street with her, you would say that she's in it for the money.
Wow.
Okay, who in the hell know what he's talking about?
Well, nobody. She only looks like about 19.
Yeah.
She damn sure ain't looking way up there.
I'd be 63. So.
Yeah, but she's going to look like she's in it. You're going to look like you're in it for the money, Renee.
Yeah.
You're probably tired of it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to look younger than whomever
you shouldn't.
You're with,
you shouldn't be
saying.
Hanging out with people as old as 45. It's going to give them the wrong impression.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your ass some 60s.
You're old.
Get you some 60s, girl.
Get you some 30s so it looks right.
Yeah. Exactly.
See, I'm all around here with all these beards and carrying.
Yeah, yeah. Get a guy that's about 30.
Steve
so
don't
you
even
look
know
right.
about how to. Be in the parking lot, in the porta potty.
Yeah, you don't
know nothing about that. You know, 60, you know. You know.
Renee, you look like you're...
Right, 30, we got to how she look. 30. But, you know, that isn't what the ID say.
Yeah, but it's... Okay, but it's what how they look is what you're talking about. Renee's never going to look like she's with a younger man.
You know, if you're with Zach, though.
That's true, because that 45-year-old, he do look kind of rough.
Look about the same.
He look kind of rough. Like he's hard life.
Oh, he thug life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on,
not the thug life.
Hold on a second.
Hard life.
Did we just open up a can? You smashing a young kid?
Of course.
Is that news?
Yeah.
That news?
Stop the press.
No, she's doing
the press.
You're doing the right thing. Nobody cares about.
Flatulent Fred said, hi, I don't know who the hell he is. Flatulent Fred, and I'm probably reading
Flatulent Fred.
Yeah, so
that means Fred likes farts a lot.
Oh, what'd that say, Smart? What'd that say?
Well, it's misspelled, but it is Flatulent Fred.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Flatulent Fred.
What's he saying?
He's just saying hi.
Yeah, exactly.
he's just saying hi. Yeah. Nothing good. All right, well, listen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we change the subject?
Yeah, I don't know how we solve this problem here.
Yeah,
we can solve it with the rump bump bump bum.
Yeah.
We don't have time for that.
Was it a problem?
Yeah. None of y'all MFs answer my question. The shit is wrong, okay?
Your question was, why do you do this when you do that? You didn't say a yes or a no question.
And I was banned from answering.
You are a bad sexist, Spike, because you said it's okay for a woman to go with a man, but, you know, not the other way around. You're a sexist.
Here's my conclusion. I'm with Renee. It don't make a difference who's the young one, who's the old one. Let it be. Let it ride.
All right.
You just said
we'll go with that.
Thank you, Spike.
You just came out here and said it was wrong for that. That's what you literally just said.
He completely about-faced. Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check the tape.
All right.
Yeah, let's check the tape.
But damn that. Listen.
Let's go to the tape.
Roll it back, Paul.
Yeah. Let's go to the tape.
We don't do shit like that. All right. Sorry. Listen, y'all got me all excited.
All right.
All right. So, Renee, you need some more ice in that thing, don't you?
No.
More ass.
What?
Ice.
I think it's time we discussed something.
Yeah, because you guys don't know, the show flew by.
Yeah, it did.
It flew by. So I guess we have to do what we always do. We have to go around the room. We ask, what stuck with you tonight? And so since I have to start out with you, Bill Smarts, what stuck with you tonight? Damn, I got 5 minutes. I think I went too early.
No, never.
Oh,
watch how long he talks.
No, I honestly, nothing stuck with me tonight.
What?
Oh, damn.
That's all not right. helping us out at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, really.
Well, then don't go to me first.
Oh, I see.
See, I mean, I don't.
The reason
I
went,
if you had a chance to listen to everybody else's, then maybe you'd.
Then
have
I know
something.
How long to go on the last one. Right. You know, but nothing really stuck. I could make something stick with me if everyone went to it.
You should make something stick with you.
Well.
All right, damn.
Well, he told you in the beginning he wasn't paying attention.
That's why I said that was a quick one right there. He was playing Candy Crush.
I don't know what he over there doing, but he ain't paying attention.
Really? All right.
Is that Candy Crush?
Dr. Kevin Clark, we're stuck with you tonight.
Wales is home of the sexy toilet.
You ain't never lied.
It's not Wales, it's Welsh. What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Welshville.
No, Welsh.
Welshville.
It's Wales.
She listening.
Yeah,
she is. She listening.
See, I'm you would sorry. Never find a place.
Oh,
baby.
I can find the place.
Okay.
Baby,
okay.
I know it's here.
I know it's here, baby. I believe
you. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Once I get in the general vicinity, I can find the place.
PW, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me tonight is basically Renee. Yeah. Oh, man.
That is the greatest.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Voice of reason. The reason we're here, Steve, what stuck with you tonight?
Okay. Renee, of course. But then I have personal.
Oh, yeah. Renee, of course. Yeah.
But I have personal.
Because he said Renee. I have to say Renee, too, and then go on to something else.
I have personal disappointments in tonight's show.
What?
Oh, my God. Expound.
Well, for one thing, I had to repeat the punchline like 6 times before you guys would laugh at my joke.
Okay, we have time.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah, give us all the punchlines.
Yeah.
Never stick your arm in an alligator's mouth.
Oh, that's so great.
Okay, why?
Yeah.
Well, it's just an offhanded remark.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Offhanded remark. Offhanded.
Get it? Offhanded.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then another thing is you didn't let me answer one of the questions. I mean, you just passed me over and says we don't. I'm not even going to let Steve make a comment on this.
How about this, Steve? How about this?
And it hurts.
If an alligator played football, what position would he play and why?
If I were playing football?
If an alligator played football, what position would he be and why?
Leatherback.
No, he'd be a running back because he's taking the hand off.
This is the guy
who's okay.
That is
See,
great.
We caught that
That's
better.
Fantastic.
We caught that before we caught
Steve. Yeah, we definitely down.
Yeah, I'm still trying to really figure
Thank
out
Thank you, Spots. I mean, it took almost an hour to set that one up. But.
All right, well, then.
I was going to say tailback, but, you know.
Okay, so.
Something else.
Our beautiful, lovely, awesome Renee. What stuck with you tonight?
Ooh.
I'm with the rest of them. No.
Uh-oh, the music is coming up.
You mean it's you?
You going to tell me you're going to drive home and not say, damn, this was right.
Well, I thought you got on that cougar thing on purpose, but, you know, maybe you didn't know. But
not even a little bit.
Rest of the questions, I'm still trying to figure out the porta potty and the farm. You know, we got to have some more interesting questions.
Best not to think about it too much, though.
Yeah. We got to talk about what's going on now. Here, now. I don't know about Welsh.
It's like
Welsh.
This show is like, you know,
what the hell is Welsh? Anyway,
it's across the water.
Renee, this
what
show.
What water, Spike?
The pond, baby girl, the pond.
Oh, the pond over there in the...
We got to bring
Renee, this back. Show is like when you're driving to work and you see an animal that's been hit by a car. It's best not to think about it. Over. Just keep going.
I know. Okay.
I'm Spike. I'm Thank you, Renee. We out. One.
Yeah.